There are many ways to define a civilization, but most scholars agree that a society becomes a civilization when it begins to form cities. In fact, the word itself comes from the Latin civilis, meaning of the city. Most civilizations have the following elements. First, a surplus of food. Prehistoric people were nomadic. They had no home because they were continually searching for food. When you cannot rely on having a steady diet, then finding food becomes your highest priority. When people become assured their food supply is reliable, they begin to develop other needs. Next, division of labor. When a worker has one job, through constant practice, he or she tends to become more productive. The worker is also likely to choose work that brings them satisfaction. For people to be able to perform specific tasks or to excel at a particular craft, they have to rely on one another for other functions. As a result, a level of cooperation develops where there is a division of labor. Next, organized government and religion. People living under the same government or having the same religious beliefs are likely to have the same values. The level of trust and mutual responsibility that grows among people who share the same customs makes it easier to trade. And finally, writing. Writing allowed people to keep records and communicate. With writing, you can pass knowledge through time and space. After all, a written message can travel a great distance, and it can also survive into the future, long after the life of the writer. Some of these elements may be missing from even an advanced civilization. For example, the Incas constructed massive buildings during the 15th century in present-day South America, but their culture did not have a fully developed written language.